going to be joined by Dan Enos from Central Michigan. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Well, first and foremost, thank you for your time. And certainly with last week having the bye week, and again this coming week, you travel to Iowa with a noon kickoff on the Big Ten Network. Talk about some of the things you were able to do last week with your club to take advantage of that bye week.
Well, obviously, you know, we tried to get fresh, you know, mentally and physically. And, you know, so we focused on that. We had some good practices. We had some good weight room sessions. We had a lot of things that we did with our academics and took care of things off the field. And really just wanted the guys to freshen up mentally and physically and get ready for, you know, the stretch that we're going to have to go on now. Obviously, with our bye week behind us, we're going to have to get in a routine here and get on a day-to-day basis what we need to do to prepare and everything. And then obviously we took a long, hard look at our next opponent, Iowa, who's very, very good, and tried to get ahead on them a little bit as well.
Again, a reminder for our writers, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Enos and all of our head coaches throughout today's call. I hope let's go right to questions for Coach Enos.
So our first question is from the line of Randy Peterson, the Des Moines Register.
Morning, Coach.
Morning.
Speaking of Iowa, which running back do you prepare for? Do you prepare for the fullback turned tailback or the other guys who are more slasher type?
Well, I think we got to need to prepare for both. I thought when the young man, I don't know his name, 45, came in at tailback, I thought he did a good job. I thought he ran real hard, and obviously they planned for that and they had a plan for him. And I thought he ran very physical, and I thought he brought some things to the table. And I think if they can get those other guys back and continue to use him, I think they'll have themselves a nice tandem going on through the rest of their season.
Thank you.
Thank you.
From the line of Corey Buston, a City Times.
Hey, Coach. I was just wondering, you know, after playing against a team like Michigan State with one of the better defenses in the country, were you able to find any strength playing against a defense like that, or like a Big Ten defense that, you know, some strength that you like that you guys plan on taking forward into the game against Iowa?
We knew that Michigan State was going to be very, very good on defense. And, you know, one thing that I do like that we did is as I watched the game, I thought we ran the ball pretty decently against them. You know, obviously we didn't have the ball a whole lot in the second half, especially the fourth quarter. They possessed the ball for most of the fourth quarter. I thought we were doing some pretty decent things in our run game. I thought we had some stuff in our pass game that we missed, but as you look at the other teams from Michigan State, everybody says the same thing. That's what good defenses do. They sometimes you may have a guy open, but, you know, then you get pressure and the quarterback's got to scramble or whatever it is. But I hope that our guys gained a little confidence in some of the things we were able to do and how we were able to block them at times in that game, based on the fact I think they're one of the better defenses in the country. That all being said, I think Iowa presents its own challenges. They do a great job playing their scheme. They've played it for many, many years. They're very well coached. They're very sound. They're very physical. And this will be a whole new challenge. And as we think, it's going to be a great opportunity for us.
So, do you think that the extra week of preparation really kind of helped you guys get a head start on preparing for the Hawkeyes?
I think if you get an extra week of preparation, it helps you prepare against for anybody. I mean, it's just common sense. You got an extra week, you know, to put your game plan together. When you get into the mode of week to week, every Saturday games, you know, you play Saturday, Sunday, you got to come in, you got to get the game that you just played behind you, and then basically you have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to get your game plan and your practices and your preparation done with a Thursday polish day practice for a Saturday game. So, you know, anytime you can have an extra week, you're gonna obviously have more time. You know, what you do with that is one thing, and you got to go out and execute it. So, it'd be nice to have 2 weeks between every game, but I know that's not how it works.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Question comes from the line of Nate Schneider. Good morning, Son. Not
Pleasant.
Morning, Coach.
Morning.
With Iowa having played three
pretty close games already this season. Has it maybe given you guys a blueprint with how to best compete with them?
You know, we've taken some things, obviously, as you do every week when you watch tape, whether it be formations or defensive alignments, and try to see how you can spin that to your advantage. Obviously, everybody has their own systems and their own things they're going to do this time of year. But we were able to see some things. But one thing I know about playing against Iowa for many, many years is that they're very good at what they do. And what I mean by that is that they understand the defense they play and the offense they run, and they understand the weaknesses in it, and they work very, very hard preparing for those things, and they're very, very good at adjustments during the game if you are hurting them with something on either side of the ball. That's one thing I've always been very impressed with Iowa. So, I think we have a good plan. I think we have a blueprint, if you will. But obviously, we got to get our players to go out and execute it on Saturday, and that's what we're continuing to work on.
Let's go to the next question.
So our next question is from the line of Michael Bonner.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I just wondering if you could talk about the process of Anthony Young coming to Central Michigan and how he's getting acclimated to the schemes and system.
Anthony's done a tremendous job. He unfortunately got a knee injury in our first game, and he's been out. He didn't play against Michigan State. We're hoping to have him back. He's doubtful for this week. But the following week when we go to Northern Illinois, I think we'll have a really good chance to get him to play in that game. But he's done a tremendous job. He came here in the summer with our team. He had 6 weeks here. He took two summer school classes. He got two B's in those classes. He's shown a tremendous maturity, great work ethic. He's an outstanding young man. We're very happy to have him in our program. It's just been, disappointing for him that he's had an injury so early in the season. But the good news is it wasn't near as bad as they thought. They were able to go in there and scope it and get it cleaned up and get it fixed. And as I mentioned, we're very, very looking forward to him coming back and helping us here the remainder of the season.
One more question for Coach Enos.
So our next question comes from the line of Dan Chalk, Midland Daily News.
Dan, can you assess the play of Ryan Radcliffe to this point, and what do you need to see from him as you head into the heart of the season?
Well, the first game we thought he was very solid. Last week we didn't think he played very well. And he'll be the first to tell you that. We need him to play better. You know, we need to be more consistent and not have mental breakdowns at critical times in the game. What we're trying to assess is obviously, Michigan State's defense has made a lot of quarterbacks look like that. So we thought early in the game we missed on basically our first third down opportunities, and we had people open, and then a couple of times later in the game we thought we had receivers open, and he didn't set his feet and throw the ball. And, that's obviously unacceptable at this point, and obviously we've been working extremely hard with Ryan to try to move forward, but he needs to play much better. He needs to stay in the pocket, and he needs to, make throws. When we got guys open, we can't miss them, and when you're playing good teams like Michigan State and Iowa, we need that guy not to play good. We need him to play great, and that's our goal this week.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Well, Dan, we'll let you get back to your preparations for Iowa. Again, we thank you for your time and wish you best of luck this coming Saturday, okay?
Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you, Dan.